right, all
Blog
right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ha! Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if this is live or not, and if my followers can hear me or not, but this is Precious Jewel. Name Precious Middleton, the owner of PJ Enterprises. PJ Enterprises, where I am the owner of PJ Enterprises, and I also am the author of Pulling Back the Covers, where I talk about some life challenges that I had to overcome, and now I am here to help you overcome some life challenges and find your true purpose, your voice, and your vision for your life. So I'm excited about tonight's show. I am live with my Hang With friends. They are here listening in, and we are going to discuss purpose, finding and fulfilling your purpose. And we're supposed to have a special guest on the line. I'm not sure if she's on the line or not, Dr. Lorinda Jones. Dr. Lorinda Jones should be here, but if she's not, I will just continue to move forward and share with you some interesting things about purpose and how to move forward on this journey called life. Yes. I would like to open up in prayer. If for those who know me know that I am a person of faith, and I believe that before we can even get to our purpose, we need prayer and we need strength and we need guidance. So I am going to open up in prayer and right now. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I thank you for the people who are watching me. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for all good things, God. We know that you work together and bring all good things together for those who love you. And we love you, God, and we trust that you will provide us with information, purpose, and direction in this life. And me, God, your vessel, so grateful to be able to share the information I've learned over my life with my friends, and hopefully they can apply it to their lives. So just use me, Lord, as your vessel. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. So amen for that. And so go ahead and grab your pen and paper. We're going to discuss purpose, fulfilling your purpose. So I want to ask you first, are you truly, truly happy with your life? If you're truly happy with your life, I commend you, and you probably say that it wasn't easy getting to a really happy point in your life, but you're glad you're there. So if you're not there, then you are on the perfect call, because I'm going to discuss how to fulfill your purpose. And like I said before, in the prayer, you definitely need to have a relationship with God so that he can help guide you to your life's purpose. And true success really depends on the relationship that you have with God. So, but I won't go too deep into that, but I will say the first thing you have to do in order to find purpose is to acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge yourself and realize that your dreams and your purpose and the vision you have for yourself really, really does matter. So my first point would be to acknowledge yourself and your dreams. By acknowledging yourself and acknowledging the God in you, you are going to be successful. You are going to reach the dreams that you expect for yourself, because God really does want us to succeed. But the way we succeed is we communicate with God regarding our purpose, our dreams, and our visions. So that's number one. So for me, a lot of times I am in constant prayer regarding which direction I should take. And that's number two, which direction I should take. And it's a constant communication between myself and God. Number two, I would really put on my priority list as to find your purpose is meditation. Being able to get quiet within yourself, being able to really be able to hear yourself talk, and listen to yourself for direction. So meditation provides a perfect atmosphere for that. And if, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes a day, you can meditate on what you are seeking out. So if it's writing, or if it's exercising, or if it's taking an extra class, through meditation, I feel like you can really hear yourself, hear God, and hear what your purpose is. And then number three is going to be reflection on your past, reflection on things that have kept you from moving forward. So you can put meditation and reflection together and come up with some purposeful ways to move yourself forward. So meditation and reflection. When I was first writing my book, Pulling Back the Covers, and I had to reflect on all the pain in my life, it does us no good to ignore what's in our past, because we can learn from our past and not make the same mistakes. And then number four, when I had made a decision that I was going to find my voice, I was going to find my truth, that I was going to find my life, I began to write out my goals. And even though those goals were far-fetched from reality, they became very real to me in making sure that I went toward those goals. So if you're not sure what you want to do with yourself, but you have some goals, go ahead and write those goals out. And I had made a Facebook post earlier today stating that you can have goals, but if your goals don't really mirror your time, so your time, your goals, if they're not matching up, then it's just an idea. So be mindful to go ahead and write those goals out after you have reflected on where you are and where you would like to go. But then once you write those goals out, you can start mapping out what you need to do to get there. So you can start mapping out exactly what you need to do to get there. And as you're mapping out your goals, you can really start being specific about what it is you want. For me, at the time of me finding myself, it was moving out of town and kind of letting that pain go. Or it was completing my college degree. And so I really became focused on my specific goals I had set for myself. And so I encourage you also to be specific about your goals and the goals that you're writing out. So I said a couple things, and there's a couple people getting onto the Hangwith call, and so I'm going to repeat a few things just to make sure that we cover everything. And like I said, this call is 30 minutes long. We've been on the call for 17 minutes, and so I want to make sure that I'm not going too fast because I feel like the information that I'm sharing with you is going to help you move forward. And so number one, it prayer. I think that's constant. I think that needs to be a constant communication with God. Number two is meditation. I did some of my best work when I was able to get quiet, meditate, and reflect on the things that just occurred. So a lot of times we can be so busy that we really hadn't taken the time to discuss what we want to see with ourselves. It just said something to me. Not sure what that said. But a lot of times we need to be in prayer, meditate, and reflect from our past. And then we need to write our goals out. Write our goals out. Our goals and our dreams are important. And then, okay, it's talking to me. And then really being specific on them, being specific on your goals, how you're going to reach them, what resources it's going to take for you to get there, and how do you plan to achieve your goals. And so number six, I had wrote your plan. What is your plan of action? Do you have a plan of action, or are you just saying this is something you want to do and not really following up on what it is you want to accomplish? For me, when I was finding my voice, a lot of times I sought out help. I think this radio blog talk is about to end. So for the radio blog talk radio, this is Precious Jewel here coaching you into your life purpose. And I'm also the author of Pulling Back the Covers, where I talk about life challenges, and I'm helping you to get through your life situations by giving you some specific things: prayer, meditate, reflect, learning from our past, writing out our goals, being specific on how to get them, and seeking out advice. Those are things that you can do to help you find your purpose. So a lot of times I would also seek out help from others, especially when life began to get hard. But, you know, others have opinions and ideas and solutions, what you should do. But the best thing is to get quiet with yourself. And yourself will lead you into the right direction. And also with prayer, I mean, it's good to seek out help if you need help. I know at one point in my journey of reflecting on my past, I did feel like I needed some additional help, and I did feel like it was worth it. But you know, it just depends on the situation. One of the biggest things that helped me move into my purpose was really removing distractions, whether it be family, whether it was close friends, or whether it was things that I was doing that was hindering my growth. I had to, unfortunately, move those things out of my area because it was a distraction, and I know we all understand distractions, so I don't have to go too deep into that. But if you are being distracted and you're not reaching your goals, you may want to think about how to move those distractions out of your way so that you can move forward. And then I would like to say just believing in yourself. If you, like, you really have to take the time to believe that you're worth it, that you can accomplish it, that it matters, that your truth matters, that your voice matters, that you deserve it, and you deserve having a good life, a purposeful life, and a life that speaks truth. So believing in yourself and your dreams is what I would put on my priority list as far as finding out your purpose. So for the people who miss, it's prayer, meditation, reflection from your past, writing out your goals, like taking that time to write out your goals. If I did not write out my goals, I promise you, I would not be here. I would not be here today. But I wrote out my goals because for me, it's like I am scrambled brains if I don't write out my goals. So it's important that you do that. You have your plan of action. You seek out help, especially if you're suicidal, are you depressed, are you just feel like giving up. Seek out help. Remove those distractions. It could be your family. It could be your friends. It could be people who love you or claim to love you, but they really are just there to see you not make it. Trusting God and believing in yourself and in your dreams. So those are some of my top 10 things that I personally have applied to my life and to my children's life, and we have made it this far, and I just want to be able to coach you and share with you some ideas on moving forward on this journey called life and not giving up and not throwing in the towel. A lot of times I come across discussions with people who have given up on themselves just because others didn't believe in them. But the best thing we can do is believe in ourselves and accomplish what we set out to accomplish and keep that focus. So with that being said, thank you so much for the likes. I appreciate that. I'm going to hang.